And now, Two Guys and a Grill, the barbecue show with Stunt and Jake.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the barbecue show with Stunt and Jake. That's Stunt to my left.
And Jake to my right.
You're in the same spot. One day we're going to switch it up and just see if anyone notices. We're really excited. A special guest today from Rochester, Minnesota. Christy from Destination Barbecue will join us in the second segment talking about their place. And they do everything over there, which is pretty cool.
They got a lot of stuff in that store.
I'm excited to, if you haven't made a trip over there, you should definitely take a look. But I'm excited to talk to Christy in just a little bit about her stuff. Normally, Stunt, this is the point where I would say, hey, what have you been cooking? But I think everybody knows what we've been cooking. Ribs and chicken for the pigskin barbecue last weekend, which was kind of consumed most of our weekend. Tons of fun, as always.
Windy, but fun.
Windy, yeah, yeah. The next day, my eyes were just packed full of, like, stuff.
Yeah, my lips were just wrecked, I feel like, too, from that weather. So, but it was not cold.
These are what we like to call first world problems, folks.
I'll tell you right now. Good point, yes.
But we did have a blast. As I told somebody, I said, how'd you guys do? I said, we are hands down the best fourth place team you'll ever find. And that was being very generous because we didn't finish fourth, but we did finish out of the trophies. So I just assumed we were fourth.
Yeah, right. We finished sixth overall. So it wasn't terrible.
No, but it could have been better.
Yeah.
But we rushed and we made some I rushed and made some mistakes that I probably shouldn't have made. But that event, Pigskin Barbecue, up at Blakesley at Minnesota State Mankato campus for the spring football game for the Mavericks, is a fundraiser. They judge it, but it's, I don't want to say the judging's lack, but it's a lot of guys there are using it as a warm-up and as a practice. And we were there, quite honestly, just to have fun and grill some stuff. We got more compliments on your cream cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
Your smoked cream cheese. People were just, they thought you reinvented the wheel or something.
Yeah,
it was
right?
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, I put that maple bacon jam on there too, and people go insane for it. Yeah. So I don't blame them. It is delicious.
That was good. So I did the chicken. Stunt did the ribs. Ribs were fantastic. Chicken, I screwed up the sauce. Always taste your food. Gordon Ramsay's right. Taste as you go, and then you won't blow it.
But I think your chicken tasted great, except for your sauce.
The sauce was a little too...
I think it threw it off.
A lot of times, here's a good hack for you if you're saucing, whether at home or for competition, is you thin it out a little bit with some apple cider vinegar. And I kind of went... I kind of got carried away in the wind, and I got a little more than 50-50. And so it had a little vinegary sniff and flavor to it, which was a little too much. But otherwise... we had a blast. And the first time I've used the offset in competition and traveled with it, which was a challenge in the wind. It was different.
The wind was challenging for that, too. I think the wind also affected the pellet grill for the ribs, because remember how we talked early on how it took too long?
Right.
Or I should say it took too long, because we got them done in time, but just they weren't where we thought they would be at a certain point in the smoke.
Right,
so I
had
to actually turn the smoker up a little bit to just get a little bit more fire in there. So
I will say, a lot of drums. A lot of drums, and more of those drums, and there's more companies out there that are producing and making drums. So if that's your thing, variety of prices and styles, and those work on your patio as well as they do carting them around to competitions. So don't let that scare you off. Don't think that just because you don't do competitions, you can't have a drum smoker.
Yeah, the drum smokers are great, especially if you like to hang your meat. I mean, that's what you're doing in that. So if you got something you want to hang, if you're doing venison, I feel like that'd be a perfect item to have.
Right. I saw a couple guys, the guys beside us, they were racked. You know, they were just flat on the rack, but it's a great concept because your heat is below. But you have enough separation that it's not
direct
heat.
Yep.
And it that really helps the smoke travel up as well.
It does.
So.
Also, we had two of those big outlaw smokers.
Yes.
They're offsets, and they're just massive tanks that you can roll around easily. So.
And those guys pull them out of trailers, but they have kind of wheels on them. I think you could just pull it behind your truck.
You could.
You just throw everything inside the smoker and go.
They're massive, so it was pretty cool to see those there as well.
Yeah, it was a bunch of fun. It was a great cause to help out Maverick football, and so we're glad we did it. What are we doing? When are we doing our next conference? Competition.
We'll be at the Mankato Brewha.
Oh, that's right.
Barbecue and Brewha. That's what it is.
There you go.
That's happening at the Mankato Brewery.
Is that May or June?
June?
Okay.
Question
mark?
I think the date changed from what it used to be. And of course, I don't remember offhand, but we'll have details on that on our Facebook page because they are still looking for judges as well. So
Be in competitions if you want or don't, but get out there and enjoy. And even if you're not, it's fun to stop by those barbecue competitions and look around. Let's move on. Let's talk barbecue. Let's talk Destination Barbecue with Christy from Destination Barbecue in Rochester. Right after this, when the barbecue show continues.
You're listening to the barbecue show, and we'll be right back with more. back to the Barbecue Show with Stunt and Jake.
We are back on the Barbecue Show. Stunt, I'm so excited. A brand new guest to join us today, Christy from Destination Barbecue.
That's right, out of Rochester. Glad to have you on.
That's our
Hey, thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's our studio audience. They go crazy. It's really just a goldfish in the corner. That's thankful we haven't gotten into barbecuing goldfish yet. So very happy goldfish.
Anyway.
All right, Christy, let's start with the obvious, if that makes sense. So you're Destination Barbecue. You're in Rochester, Minnesota, correct?
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about what you guys do, how you kind of got into it.
Okay, so what we do, we are a barbecue, I'm going to say like a supply store. We get a lot of folks that call and they're like, yeah, I'd like to make a reservation for 6 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, you can come in anytime you want. And so, I mean, it was really funny the first couple times that happened. And it was like, oh, we're not a restaurant. So for whatever reason, people think that we're a barbecue restaurant. We are not. We have about a 3,000 square foot showroom. And if you want to take a peek and see what it looks like at all, you can go out to Google Maps and just search for a Destination Barbecue, and we'll pop up, and there's photos of our showroom. We sell pellet grills, gas grills, charcoal grills. I'm looking at bringing in a stick burner line for this season. We have a ton of different grilling accessories. We have kitchen islands. We have meat in a freezer. And then one of the things that people, it's their favorite thing to come to our store for, is we have, I'm deeming it the flavor wall. And we have nice. Over 245 different sauces, seasonings, and rubs combined. And you can sample anything in the store before you take it home. So that way we make sure you absolutely love what you leave with.
That's fantastic. So if we were going to sum it up in one word, it would just be heaven.
Yeah, for you and me, for sure. Yes, it is.
For the two of you and at least a couple, you know, 1,000 other friends of ours that come in and see us on a very regular basis.
Yeah, I bet they do.
That's great. So what inspired you to do this? Is this something that's been a passion for a long time, or did you just win a lottery and thought, you know what, let's go for it?
No, we did not win a lottery. So my training, I went to the University of Minnesota. I am an interior designer, and I did designed indoor kitchens for 6 years. And so my passion is honestly designing outdoor kitchens for folks. With my husband and I own the business together, but we actually own two businesses. And one is Energy Products and Design. It's a fireplace store that's been around for 48 years. And so we actually worked together in the fireplace store. And when our building, during COVID, you know, with all craziness going on, there was a chiropractor and a church that rented office space from us. And they figured out that they could work from home and not have to worry about, you know, doing rent payments to my mother and father-in-law who owned the building. And a friend of ours was in town and said, you guys really need to open up a grill store, because with fireplaces, your off season or your shoulder season product that most retail stores will sell is fireplaces in the winter and then barbecue grills in the summer. So then that way they kind of offset one another. Yeah. And so we were like, okay. And so it was actually his idea to do that. And then once we started, people were, there's nothing like it around unless you go up towards the Twin Cities. And especially in Rochester, there's nothing, anything close to it. So it was like, okay, let's give it a shot. And so we started out small, and then the church ended up leaving and they didn't need the rental space. And so that's when we basically doubled the size of our showroom. So we went from about a little over 1,000 square feet, about 1,500 to 3,000 square feet. And we have kitchen islands on display and just a lot of grills. We've got pizza ovens as well. And basically any fun thing that you want to use out in your backyard, we've got it. And if we don't have it in the store, I'm pretty much guarantee I can get it for you.
Well, now you've mentioned Kitchen Island, by the way. You also have the outdoor kitchen islands, or what do you want to call it?
Yeah.
I understand it's a big part of your business too. Like, how, what does that look like when people come in and talk about those?
Well, that's my favorite thing to do. So when people come to me, my goal is to help them figure out, one, what's a budget for your outdoor kitchen? And there's a lot of different budgets out there. And, you know, the smallest outdoor kitchen that I have, it's going to be a modular one where it's basically, it comes in a crate and it we bolt it together. And that one retails at $3,000. So it comes with a four burner grill with rotisserie and cover and all of that, and has a composite granite countertop. So kind of like a Cambria. It's not Cambria countertops, but it's of that quartz type material.
Gotcha.
And yeah. And then, so that one starts for as little as, you know, $3,000.
Okay.
And that's, I mean, and then of course they go up from there. If someone wants more of a outdoor kitchen, that's going to be more customized. I carry a line of cabinets where they have, I'll call them semi-custom, because they're going to have certain styles of cabinets, like a door or a door on top and then two doors down below, and they'll come in varying widths. And so what I love to do is talk with the customer, find out exactly what it is that they want to have in their outdoor kitchen, and I have a questionnaire that they fill out. They do also fill out a design retainer. And what I do is the design retainer is $1,000, but the cool thing with that is they pay that. I provide all of the 3D modeling. I help them choose all of the products for the outdoor kitchen, but that $1,000 goes towards the cost of their kitchen. So it's basically they're getting free design as long as they purchase the outdoor products from us.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
It's just my way of making sure that that someone's serious about doing an outdoor kitchen, because there is a lot of time involved on my end to come up with these drawings and research a lot of different things for them too. And we make sure that everything is safely installed. We actually had a customer that just brought us their grill because they had an island installed. And when the island was installed, there was not enough ventilation.
Oh.
And the knobs melted off the grill and damaged a bunch of other things inside the grill. And I also have a gentleman that has a home in Arizona, but is a client of ours in the spring and summer here. And he had a gas grill and there was no ventilation, and his grill shot out of the island like a rocket.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa. So there are things that you really have to make sure that you understand in order to have a proper and safe installation. And that's what we're all about, is making sure that that it's a dream place outside, and it's going to be used safely, and you don't have to worry about anything.
Are they becoming more and more popular?
Yes, I think they are. The first year that we were open, I think I did maybe one or two. And this year already, I already have four or five of them in the works.
Nice.
And I keep getting folks reaching out to us through our website, just asking, what we can do. And I'm here to help people as well. It's, you know, if they have questions or if they want me to look at something, I'm happy to do that. And that's, you know, I'm not going to charge somebody for that. We're, as we always say here, we're all about providing world-class customer service. And if you go out on their Google and check our Google reviews, there's nothing less than a 5-star review out there for us. And the best part as a business owner is people mention the customer service. And that is just really cool.
That's gotta feel good. We're talking with Christy from Destination Barbecue in Rochester today. The question I have, Christy, is it seems like when you look back, and I know that the barbecue world has evolved a lot in the last decade or so. When you think of outdoor kitchens, the one we should always seem to see the most of is like standard gas grill built into a countertop kind of a thing with some storage and those sort of things. Are you doing more with non-gas, standard gas grills, you know, like pellet smokers or things along those lines?
Yes, we are. In fact, if we sold 10 grills in a week, 9 of them are going to be pellet grills and 1 would be gas. And last year, I think we sold 2 charcoal grills for the entire season. We used to sell Big Green Egg and Primo, and those were huge for a period of time, but the pellet grill, Those are the big thing right now.
Yeah, they've from a guy who used to refer to them as easy bake ovens for adults. They have come so far. I mean, it's to the point where I know a lot of guys who don't even use their gas grills anymore, because 99% of what you're going to do on that gas grill, you can do on your pellet or inside in the oven. So why even bother, you know?
And now they have pellet grills that I have a brand that I sell called Halo. And that particular pellet grill has a lithium battery that lasts anywhere between 15 and 20 hours. And they have a portable one, which is my absolute favorite thing to cook on. So I'll bring that into our store. We'll throw it out back on a wood picnic table. And, you know, we'll cook lunch for everyone on that tiny little grill. And not having to worry about plugging it in and having a battery, absolutely fantastic for tailgating or, you know, going camping or anything like that. We have one of our gentlemen that works with us. He's in the National Guards. And so when he goes for his weekend, I'm like, here, take the grill. And he sent me a picture. I think they must have had 6 steaks on this thing. And they ate really well that weekend when they were at Guards.
I bet they did. Now, I'm really surprised when you said, and I kind of wanted to come back to this a little bit, because when we think of, you know, when I think of outdoor kitchen and installed grill and, you know, that outdoor kitchen area, to start at $3,000 is pretty impressive, I would say.
Yeah, and it's a company out of California, and the part that I absolutely adore with this company, it's called Mont Elpe, and it is when I go out to the shows and chat with the family, they provide customer service like what we do, and their products are just, they're really cool. I've got a lot of them on display in the showroom. We just ordered in a bunch of new islands, and we actually ordered in a kegerator as well, because you got to show that.
Yeah.
We do demos on the weekends, and so we try to do at least 2 demos throughout every month in the summer, so that way our reps come. They're cooking food. They're using our products off the shelf. And then what I want to do is I want to take the kegerator, and I want to have that outside. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do beer, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with 1919 root beer in the kegerator.
That's right.
Yeah, that's delicious. It's good stuff, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's fantastic. And, you know, obviously right now, this time of year, a lot of folks are thinking, I got that tax return. Maybe I should do something special with it. Why not give you guys a call and have you take care of everything?
Well, no, I don't get the kind of tax refund that Jake gets, apparently. So what do you see for smaller products that are selling and, like, you know, are trending right now? Seasonings, grilling equipment, things like that somebody might want to pick up with the refund.
Oh, gosh, yeah. There's so with our flavor wall, all of our products are always buy 5, get the 6th one free. Gosh, there are so many fun sauces and rubs that we have. And so I try everything, or I try to make sure I get samples of products before we bring them in. There's so much good stuff out there, but I try to bring in products that you can't necessarily find in other locations. Other thing I really like to do is I like to find companies or businesses that when they're producing the sauce, that they're closer to home. So I have sauces from Hudson, Wisconsin. I have one called Samson Sinners, and it's a pastor up in the Twin Cities that makes it. There's another one called Jimmy Ray's, and he and his wife make that sauce, and they're out of Circle Pines, Minnesota.
That's cool.
So it's really fun to be able, from one small business to another, to support other businesses like that.
Oh, that's what it's all about. We've had Saints and Sinners on the show before too, so that's
oh,
even better.
Oh, you've had Dave? Yes. He's awesome.
Yeah, great guys. It's just so much fun. So
we also have smoking products as well. So we've got charcoal, we have pellets. Our pellets come from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, and we actually have liquor blends. So there's bourbon, maple bourbon, rum, cherry rum, red wine, hickory, and then your standard ones like the competition blend and all of that. We also started a rewards program for folks because we want to reward our clients for supporting local. So for every dollar they spend when they come in, they earn points, or they earn a point for every dollar. Once they hit 200 points, it's $10 off. 500 points is 25. Let's see, 750 is $50 off a $100 purchase. And I think it's, you know, I think people feel good about supporting a local family-owned business as well. And when people come in, and I think when you and I talked on the phone the other day, it's hard not to kind of get the excitement that I have for the products. And it's just, I have a blast. I look forward to coming to work every single day.
So I got to ask before we wrap this up, and again, we're chatting with Christy from Destination Barbecue over in Rochester, Minnesota. What it sounds like this is kind of taking off like a whirlwind for you guys, which is exciting, and we're super happy for you. What's the future look like? I mean, are there plans to do more, to add more, to expand?
Well, yes, I've got a couple, you know, different ideas in my head. We get a lot of people calling and asking for us to do grill clinics. So that's something I'm looking at to see how that would work. Because we don't sell every single grill that's out there, but we have service technicians and they're incredibly bright people. And if you can fix one pellet grill, you can fix them all. I'm looking at doing like a pellet delivery program. I'm looking at doing classes, like cooking classes.
Oh, nice.
So those are just a few of the things that I have kind of, you know, rolling around in my head right now.
And I like it.
I do get folks asking for the classes. So.
And I got one more question. Let's say we got somebody listening today. They're ready to take the next step from being, I do steaks on the propane grill every weekend. Maybe they're not ready for a new grill. Maybe they are. What's the one thing you're going to tell somebody if they want to like jump up to the next level of grilling and barbecuing? What's something they should look at?
So I would tell anyone, when you're cooking on a grill, inside anything, a meat thermometer is your number one friend, because there are so many times that folks are cooking, and when they do, they're overcooking. I don't know about you guys, but when I was younger, if the pork chops my mom cooked, if they were pink inside, you know, you were going to die, right? Yeah.
Everything was hockey pucks for us, yep.
Absolutely. And so now it's, you use that meat thermometer. I cook my pork chops to 142 degrees. And the other thing is, when you take that meat off the grill or off of the stovetop, let the meat rest. With all of the competition grillers that come into our store and chefs that I talk to, that is the biggest thing, because the juices are actually being reabsorbed into the meat. So when you cut into it, you don't have all of that juice rolling out. And when you go to reheat it, if you have any leftovers, you're not drying it out, and it's still just as juicy as it is, as long as you don't overcook it and you let it rest. It's absolutely fantastic.
That's, yeah, could have said it better ourselves. That's great. Great tips, great advice. Real quick, Christy, how do people track you down? I know you mentioned you can search you up on Google Maps or on the Google itself. Do you have a website, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, any of that stuff?
Yes. So we have a Facebook page. We have our website. We are on Instagram. We are on 37th Street in Rochester. And we are in the same building as the Energy Products and Design Fireplace Store. We tend to be a bit hard to find sometimes, because in the peak of our building, there's an insurance agent, and his name is in the peak of the building. So we don't have a big sign out front because it's lots of licensing with the city and all of that. Sure. But for any of your listeners, if they want to come into the store, if they want to mention that they heard us on the radio, we'll let them take home a free bottle of sauce or rub on us, just for making the trek in. Nice. And we do have a killer sale going on. If someone is interested in a pellet grill, with the purchase of the grill, they're going to get a Legacy with the Legacy Louisiana. They're going to get a 2-burner Pit Boss portable griddle. They're going to get cleaner for the grill, 2 additional meat probes, a cover, a cleaning brush, smoke huff cleaner, foil liners, and a year worth of pellets just for the cost of the grill.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal.
It is. It is a great deal.
Honey, I spent that tax return.
Yeah.
Kristen.
And the nice thing is the two grills that I'm referring to, one is $18.99, the other one's $21.99. So they're not, outrageously on the price.
Right. And with all the, with everything else, that's a sweet package. That's outstanding. Christy, well, listen, we can't thank you enough for the time and sharing your knowledge and your information. And I hope things continue to just go fantastic for you guys over at Destination Barbecue. And we got to have you on again sometime.
I would absolutely love that. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity and letting people hear about our business.
Yeah, well, thanks again for the time. We really appreciate it. It's Christy with Destination Barbecue there in Rochester. Stunt, I'm excited now. I can't wait to experiment and have some fun with that.
Now let's go fire that thing up.
The Barbecue Show. Hashtag. With Stunt and Jake. Hashtag. Like and follow us on Instagram and Facebook.